Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Daily Hope.
In the days leading up to Christmas, you're putting up lights, decorating the tree, singing carols, shopping, throwing parties, and baking the cookies. Christmas is the most advertised, commercialized, anticipated, and celebrated holiday of the year. But no matter how immersed you may be in the flurry of activities, it's still possible to miss Christmas. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, as we come to the last couple of days in our series called Don't Miss Christmas, Rick continues his look at what it takes to break down the barriers that can cause you to miss the full joy of the season. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called The Christmas Gift of Peace.
Have you ever had one of those days when literally everything went wrong? You know, you just think, I shouldn't have got out of bed today. I had one of those. Of course, we've all had many of these days in our lives. I had one a while back where I had to stay up all night because I had some deadlines that were pressing and wasn't able to go to sleep. So I just overextended myself, stayed up all night. And the next morning, a little bleary-eyed, I decided I'd make myself a protein shake. So I put this and that and everything in the kitchen sink into the protein shake and turned on the blender and forgot to put the top cap on it. It came out all over me, and that was the beginning of what was going to be one of those days. Later on in the day, I had to go up to L.A. for something, and I was in a car, and there was traffic on the freeway, and at one point, we were at a standstill, and all of a sudden, I looked in my rearview mirror, and behind me, there was nobody, and it was a guy coming about 30 miles an hour, and he was texting, and I'm going, he's going to hit me, he's going to hit me, he's going to hit me. He just hit me, and he just ran flat into me, and I went forward on that, And so then we're waiting for the highway patrol to get there to see the accident because I was at a dead stop. And I just decided I'd turn on the radio waiting for the thing. So I turn on the radio and it was some talk show and some guy screaming about how he wished that Rick Warren was dead. So I go to the ER, and they did this, scan for concussion, and while I was waiting for my CT scan, I realized that throughout the day, I had been overextended, blended, rear-ended, and offended. I thought, man, I'm just going back to bed, okay? That's the kind of day when you really need the peace of God in your life. Now, today, it's really rare to find people who are at peace. I, as much as anybody, talk to people all the time. I talk to thousands and thousands of people all the time. And I meet people who are active, and I meet people who are busy, and I meet people who are stressed, and I meet people who are tired, and I meet people who are ambitious and have great dreams. I rarely meet people who are totally at peace. Really at peace with themselves, at peace with the world, at peace with God, just who are literally walking at peace. It's a rare quality, and yet it's one of the reasons we celebrate Christmas, that Jesus came to give us peace. About 700 years before the very first Christmas, so that'd be about 2,700 years ago, Isaiah, who was a prophet, predicted that the Savior of the world was going to come and that he would be called the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6, a child has been born for us, and God has given us a son, and he will be called the Prince of Peace. He's talking about Jesus 700 years before this happens. And of course, then look up here on the screen. At the very first Christmas, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. So Isaiah announces peace, and the angels announce peace, and when Jesus gets here, his whole ministry is about peace on earth. In fact, before he goes back to heaven, he says this on the screen: I am giving you the gift of peace. The gift of peace. The kind of peace that only I can give. Now, he says, the kind of peace that I give, nobody else can give it to you. You can't get it in a bottle. You can't get it in a pill. You can't get it in an experience or in a book. He says, the kind of peace I give, only I can give it. It isn't like the peace that this world gives. What is the kind of peace the world gives? Well, it's phony and it's fragile. It doesn't last. How many peace treaties have been broken in history? Practically every one. Now, this Christmas, I want us to do just a couple things. As we think about the coming of the Prince of Peace, I want us to talk about what is peace really all about? What kind of peace does Jesus give us? The kinds of peace. And then I want us to look at how you get it, the keys to peace, the steps to peace. Now, first, I want to say, I don't know what your background is. And you may have had a very good year, or you may have had a really tough year. And as we come to the end of 2014, some of you undoubtedly are pretty tired. You're fatigued, you're worn out, you've had a tough year, it's been, you know, stressful for you. And if that's true, you picked a good service to come to. Because we're gonna look at how do you get the peace of God in your life. Because he doesn't intend for you to go into this next year full of stress, full of worry, full of anxiety, but instead being full of peace and serenity and tranquility. Now, there are three different kinds of peace in the Bible. I did a study as I was studying for this message, and I studied every verse in the Bible on peace. It's actually 790 verses. So we're going to look at every one of them tonight.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how he would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow? And Daring to Wait on God? This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, there are three different kinds of peace in the Bible. I did a study as I was studying for this message, and I studied every verse in the Bible on peace. It's actually 790 verses. So we're going to look at every one of them tonight. I'm just kidding you. I'm going to summarize what 790 verses in the Bible say about peace. And when you categorize them, they all come down to three categories. You might write these down. There are three kinds of peace. This isn't on your outline, but there's spiritual peace, there's emotional peace, and there's relational peace. Spiritual, emotional, and relational. There's eternal peace, that's with God. There is internal peace, that's with yourself. And there is external peace, that's with other people. That's in relationships. So let's look at these three kinds. First, write these down. The first kind of peace that Jesus came to give is peace with God. Peace with God. That's spiritual peace. Now, this is most important because it affects everything else. You know when a relationship's out of whack, when you're in tension with a husband, a wife, boyfriend, a girlfriend, nothing else seems to matter. When you have a strain or conflict in a relationship, it really just robs you of your peace and robs you of your joy. Nothing does that more than being out of whack with God. And the Bible says the first thing Jesus came to do is restore peace between us and God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in the Bible says this: God sent Jesus to make peace between himself and us. Now, why do we need this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because anytime I go my own way, I say, I think I know better than God. I know what God says to do, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make up my own rule. In fact, I'm going to be God. I'm going to pretend to be God. I'm going to be the Lord of my own life. I'm going to be the master of myself. I'm not going to do what the Bible says to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. And when I try to pretend I'm God, I disobey God, I fight God, I ignore what God says to do, that's an act of rebellion. It's an act of revolt. It really puts me in conflict with God, and the Bible says there's no peace there. And I get disconnected. That's why God feels a million miles away. But God doesn't want you to live disconnected from him. He made you to be connected to him. And so here's what the Bible says, Romans 5. Since we're made right with God by faith in Christ, we have peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us. Circle the phrase, done for us. We have peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us. Peace with God doesn't come from what you do. Peace with God comes from what Jesus Christ did on the cross. It's not what you do. You can't be a nice person to get peace with God. You get peace with God through what Jesus Christ did for you. That's what Christmas is all about. Look at the next verse. Even though we were his enemies, God made peace with us. He took the initiative because his son died for our sins. Now that we're at peace with God, we will be saved for eternity by his son's life. You know, a lot of religions, if you know anything about anthropology, a lot of religions have what's called a peace offering. And going back to the Greeks and the Romans and a lot of other Native American religions, other would offer peace offerings to God. Well, the Bible says you don't need to do that. You don't need to make a peace offering to God because God already did it. He offered himself. Jesus Christ died for us on the cross. Look at this verse on the screen. Jesus sacrificed for our sins once and for all when he offered himself on the cross. So you don't have to offer any peace offering to God. You just accept what Jesus did. He gave himself to pay for all of our sins. That's the first kind of peace, peace with God. And remember when the wise men came to see the baby Jesus in Bethlehem, it says they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. One little boy wrote, gold, Frankenstein, and myrtle. What's the significance of those things? Those are not exactly Fisher-Price toys you'd give a baby. Why would you give a baby myrrh? Myrrh is an embalming spice that you would use that represents death, burial. You use it at burial. And they were saying, this baby came to die. He came to die for our sins. So the first kind of peace is peace with God. The second kind of peace is peace with me, within me. That's emotional peace. And the Bible has a word for this emotional peace, the peace that comes inside of me. It's called the peace of God. When I have peace with God, then I get the peace of God inside me. And this is the one that makes me feel good. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Notice in means this is inside you. It's eternal. It's emotional. It's internal. The word for peace in the Bible, in the Hebrew, is the word shalom. You've heard this word. But shalom means more than just the ending of hostilities. It means well-being. It means happiness. It means harmony. It means serenity. It means a lot of different meanings. In fact, as I said, there are over 790 verses about peace of God in Scripture. So I'll summarize it and just say it this way. There is a peace for every one of your problems. Whatever problem you have, God has a corresponding peace. For those with a broken heart, he gives us comforting peace. For those with a confused heart, he gives us guiding peace. For those, when we have an ashamed heart, he gives us forgiving peace. When we have a worried heart, he gives us confident peace. And I don't have time to go into all these different kinds, but there's literally hundreds of kinds of peace that God says, I offer to you. When you have peace with me, then you get the peace of me. Peace with God, then you get the peace of God, or internal peace within me. So you might write this down. God has a peace for every problem. Whatever problem, you got a financial problem, there's a financial peace promise in Scripture. You got a physical problem, there's a physical peace problem, a promise in Scripture. God says, I don't want you to worry about anything. You got a bitter problem, he says, I'll give you forgiveness. I'll figure out a way to give you that. So there's peace within me. Then there's the third kind of peace, and that's peace with others. Peace with God, peace with myself, and the third is peace with others. This is relational peace. And relational peace is the fact that the further away we get from God, the more it messes up our relationships with everybody else. You wanna strengthen your marriage? Get close to God. Because if you really get close to God, if you're growing closer to God and your spouse is growing closer to God, it pulls you closer to each other. The more out of whack you are with God, the more out of whack you're gonna be with other people. And the further away I get from God, the more cranky I get with you. It's just the way God wired us. The world is not getting more peaceful. The world is getting more conflicted. And we see it happening all around. Now here, how do we have unity? You know, we talk about in America the phrase, e pluribus unum, or out of many, one, or in God we trust, or united we stand, or, you know, the unity. How in the world do you do that when we have so many different kinds of people? Well, the only way that we're going to have peace is when we are unified in as children of God. Let me show you a couple of verses. The Bible says this in Ephesians 2. Christ brought us all together through his death on the cross. And the cross gets us to embrace each other and end the hostility between different groups. He says, Jesus is the one. When we have the Prince of Peace in our lives, then we're going to have peace with each other. You look around and you see all of the cities that are aflame with injustice and crime and racism and all these kind of things. The Bible says in Galatians 3:28, in Christ's family, there is no division between Jew and Gentile, between slave or free, or even male and female. He says, in Christ, we're all equal and we're all the same. He is the great equalizer. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. In Christ, we're all equal and the same. We all are in common relationship with Jesus. Now, these three, and I'm just kind of setting up where we're going tonight, these three kinds of peace build on each other. First, I have to have peace with God. When I have peace with God, then I get the peace of God, and I start feeling good about me. And when I start feeling good about me, I've got peace within myself, then I can have peace with you. And things that just used to tick me off and irritate me, they don't bother me so much anymore, because if I'm at peace, then things just don't bother me. It's like if you've got a coffee cup and it's filled right to the brim, if it's not filled, it can should take a lot of shaking and won't spill. But if it's filled to the brim, the slightest little shake will cause it to spill over. When I'm filled with self, the slightest little shake causes me to spill over and get irritated, get angry. But when I'm emptied of myself and I'm filled with peace, nothing shakes me. Nothing upsets me. These three kinds of peace start with Jesus. How do you enjoy that peace of God, peace with others, peace inside me? Well, the Bible says you do three things. You need to write these down. This could be the most life-changing moment if you will do what I'm talking about. Stress will go down, peace will go up, and you're going to be a new person if you'll actually follow what the Bible says about how to enjoy the peace of God. Number one, the first thing I have to do is I must experience what I call a moment of clarity. I'm hoping you're gonna experience a moment of clarity in this service. A moment of clarity is a life-changing moment that transforms you forever. You see things like you've never seen them before.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for any time at all, you know that God wants to change your life. He wants you to become more and more like Jesus. He wants you to learn to love other people the way Jesus loves them. And He wants you to have more faith than you've ever dreamed possible. How does that happen? It happens because God is in the business of changing lives. And how does He transform us? Through His Word. The more time you spend in the Word of God, the more time you're going to become like God in your character. The more your life will be transformed. Now, to help you understand God's plan of transformation for you, I put together a collection of six messages that listeners have told me were particularly helpful when they needed a particular change in their life. These messages will strengthen your spiritual and emotional health, and they're going to teach you how to make the changes to become all that God wants you to be and that you want to be. Now, I want to send these six messages to you as a gift, just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving here at the end of this year, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point in the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in your end of the year gift in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. As we approach this new year, would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out. God bless you.
If you'd like a copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3, for yourself or a friend, please contact us today by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. You can choose either an audio CD or an MP3 download. And remember, your financial gift to Daily Hope will be doubled up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.